Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution that would authorize the city manager to execute an amendment to the city's participation agreement with the Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS, to remove the program or project employee category of employees from participation effective July 1st. City employees participate in PERS unless specifically removed by plan amendment. City Manager Paul Ostrander tells council,
"The way our code is currently written, temporary employees can only be employed for a maximum of 6 months. So this new category of employee would allow us to hire someone on a temporary basis for a project of some type. The current example is our grants writer position. So the grants writer position that we have now, we can only fund that position for 6 months at a time. This would allow us to fund that position for, say, 3 to 5 years even, because that's the time that we're expecting this Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act money to be available. So we want to have that grant writer on for that certain period of time. So it allows us additional flexibility beyond that."
Ostrander says this resolution removes that position from PERS,
which means that this will be a fully benefited position, except they will not be in the PERS system. And the reason that makes sense for the city is that if we have a position that is in PERS, if we ever remove that position, and it's a unique position within the city, we're subject to what's called a termination study. And that termination study potentially puts the city on the hook to pay the PERS portion of that employee in essentially perpetuity. So this allows us to bring a person on for a certain period of time outside of PERS so that when that project ends and they're terminated or they leave employment, that we won't be subject to that termination study.
The city has amended that agreement a total of 6 times to remove designated categories of employees from participation in PERS, including all elected officials, recreation center worker, visitor center worker, and janitor. The Soldanna City Council adopted a resolution which supports an ordinance on tonight's Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly that would broaden economic development property tax exemption for independent power producers. The ordinance promotes the continued development of the Kenai Peninsula's economy and helps diversify power generation on the Kenai Peninsula. Vice Mayor Lisa Parker told the City Council,
"As you all know, the majority of our power right now is produced by Homer Electric, and they get 84% of that comes from natural gas, 16% from hydroelectric. And then those of us who have solar panels in our homes, what we don't utilize gets put into the HEA system. And I would imagine that is probably pretty minuscule at this point. An independent power producer has identified a location in Sterling for installation of a solar farm to generate power for resale to HEA. For this development to be economically viable, an amendment to the borough code is necessary. Proposed change to the code would provide for a tax exemption to the extent allowable under state statute for 15 years. This proposal and proposed ordinance change was also reviewed by the borough's Resilience and Security Advisory Commission, and they are supporting this tax exemption as well."
Parker added that the installation of this solar independent power producer would be the second in Alaska, as they generate less than 5% of electricity generated in the state compared to other independent power producers generating about 40% of the electricity needs in the lower 48. She says the project would provide economic benefits, bringing construction jobs and year-round maintenance jobs. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Ordinance says that electricity generation can be made more resilient and more cost-effective by diversifying power generation sources, citing the current situation in Ukraine as the need to diversify electricity generation sources. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.